We've been discussing the past, I think, 2 weeks that we're just doing the Lekut Halachas. We've been discussing the concept of the Yediyah that really takes place, what he called the Ahava Shabadas, that takes place on Purim. We're discussing that when a person is able to get to this level that we spoke about in Torah Yud Beis, it speaks about it again over here in the Torah that he's referencing, Torah Lamed Gimel, that a person is able to get to the Bechina, that a person is able to recognize that everything's elakos, that Maloichal Arts Kavoidei, that even in the Toikif, even in the worst places, the place of the Beis HaChashverosh, middle of the Suda, like we're talking about last time, that Mordechai Tzadik is able to be Magala, that Ein Shem Yish Ba'olam Klal, that even in the darkest places, Klai Yisrael bow down to the Ruch HaNetzes Tzelem, Klai Yisrael was Nenef in the Suda Shal Isa Rasha, Klai Yisrael was involved in the worst things, and Afal Pikein, the Nesa Purim is able to be Magala, that even in that place, even once Klai Yisrael fell to the second level of Klipa, he spoke about it at the beginning of this Lekut Halachas, that there's two levels of Klipa. The first Klipa is the Klipa's Noiga, that great area in a person's life. The second level of Klipa is Avodah Zarah, when a person falls to the place where it doesn't look like there's any way out, but the Seid of Purim, the secret of Purim, the Milo of Purim, is the ability to be able to reveal that even in the worst places, even in the place where everything's over already, even in the place of Achar Misa, you're able to be Magala, that everything's able to be turned around in a second, Fenahapachu, and all the way in the Shal Tachnas, all the way in the worst, lowest places, in 1 second, everything could be turned around. It's why Chazal saying, the Gemara Megillah says that when Haman came in to get Mordechai Tzadik, to bring him on the Sus, so the Gemara says that Mordechai Tzadik told his Talmidim, he said, Haman came to kill me. He knew that Haman hated him. Haman had wanted Mamash to destroy him, not to destroy him, to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. Haman now walks into the Beis Medrash. Right, it's like Hitler Yimach Shemai walking into the Beis Medrash. So everybody says, okay, he's here to kill us. And what is and he tells Talmidim, you have to be careful and save yourselves. And you know, at one moment, Mamash is a moment of before the Nase even happens. This is prior to anything Esther Malko being able to save Klal Yisrael. Prior to the whole Nase happening, in that one moment is an ultimate Venahapachu that Haman tells him, not only am I not here to kill you, I'm actually here to put you on a horse and be able to walk in front of you and to give you the haircut and the bath, like the Gemara Megillah says, and that you're going to stand on me when you climb on top of the horse. The ultimate level of shiftless that Haman's going to get to is at that one moment, and he's going to have his daughter throw garbage on his head. It's the worst moment of Haman's life. It's coming at the moment that Mordechai Tzadik thinks that he's dying. He thinks that everything's over and he's about to die. And Zakt Haman, not only am I not killing you, I'm giving you the most covet. It's that ability to be Megala, the Maimer Sassam, that happens in the worst and darkest places that a person is able to be Megala, the Rabban Shalom. That's why the Gemara over there says that Haman waited until Mordechai Tzadik davened. It says Haman came in to the Beis Medrash. Haman saw that Mordechai was davening. He waited till he finished davening, and then he came over afterwards. Could be the tefillah, as I'm thinking now out loud, could be the tefillah that Mordechai Tzadik was saying at that moment. It was a tefillah of Ayah. It was this tefillah of the scream of Ayah. The Mordechai Tzadik knows that this is the last moment that he thinks. This is the last moment of his life. That Haman's now in the Beis Medrash. Not that on the street with his other people. Haman's now in the Beis Medrash, in the shul, and he's ready to kill him. And he allows him to daven, and that one moment, what's he davening? He's davening. I am a Kaim Kavoide. I'm in the place of the ultimate darkness. Haman's in the Beis Medrash. He's about to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael, and he's about to kill me, the one savior that's going to be able to help Klal Yisrael, that's going to be able to be machzer all of Klal Yisrael, like day tshuva. And Haman's about to kill me, so Mordechai Tzadik davens. He davens a tefillah of Ayeh. He screams that I am a Kaim Kavoidei. And then right after he finishes davening, he takes his 3 steps back from Shemana Esrei, and Haman taps him on the shoulder and says, not only am I not killing you, I'm giving you the greatest covet. It's that ability to be Magala, the Maimer Sosim, that happens dafka from that place of tefillah, from the tzaka, from the scream of saying that everything fell apart. Rabban Hashem, I know and I believe that you have to be, even in the palace of Achashverosh, even by the suit of Achashverosh, you have to be here also. It's at that moment they're able to be Magal the Maimer Sassam, the greatest level of the covenant. That's what we said. That's the taikif. That's the greatness of the level of Purim, is this ability to be able to be Magala, what he called the Hava Shabadas. This highest level of the revelation of the Rabban Hashem, dafka in the darkest places. It's the end of Golas Bavel. It's at the point when Klal Yisrael is already giving up. Achashverosh already said the 7 years are up. And Klal Yisrael already gave up, like the Mar Megillah tells us. Everything's over. They thought that the Rabban Hashem was the first time they're really going into Golas. They had the Beis HaMikdash. Everything's good. Everything's working out well. They had the Beis HaMikdash. They got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. They're told by the Navi, 70 years, and then they're coming back. 70 years look like they're over, and they're not going back. So Klal Yisrael is giving up. It's B'machshak Moishivani, Zutalmad Bavli. It's the darkest moment in Klal Yisrael's history. And now Haman's going to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael says, Rabban Hashem, we know that you have to be here. Leich Chanaisis Kol Yehudim, Klal Yisrael gathers together. And there's a tza'aka, there's a scream of Ayim Akayim Kavaydeh. They stood in the middle of the street and they all just screamed out, Rabban Hashem, we know that you're here. 70 years past Churban Bayis Rishon, 70 years after they thought, in their cheshbon, their calculation, they already missed, Rabban Hashem, so to speak, missed the time. They said, Rabban Hashem, 70 years, you have to still be here. even in this place where it looks like everything fell apart, no one a makar that you're still here in this makim, and the mela at that moment were able to be magala, maimer sasim, and then they were able to be magala the greatest kavod in that place, which looked like the Shaltachtis. And now Mordechai goes on top of a horse. Mordechai says, Kachi Yasela Ish, and the base Haman is given to Esther and Mordechai. Everything flips on its head, and Haman gets hung up, and Mordechai Tzadik rises to the highest person in power under Achashverosh. The Yavish comes and builds the base of Mikdash. Everything gets flipped over in a second because Klal Yisrael is able to be makar that in the place of darkness, the Baruch Hashem is right there also. And that's the sight of Purim. What happens to every single person on Purim is that a person is able to realize that as dark as my life may be, as much as my life is falling apart, whether in Gashmias or in Ruchnias, and as much as I'm at that place where there's no hope anymore, in certain areas in my life, or maybe in my whole life, there's nowhere for me to go anymore. I don't see an exit strategy. There's no way to get out of the matzav that I'm in. There's no way to fix everything up. It's already the decree was already sealed and sent out. All the provinces, all 127 nations already have the decree. There's no way for me to get out of the place that I'm in. At that moment, be able to magal the take of the nasef for him, to magal that even over there, I am a claim kavoidai, and in 1 second, in a hapachu, asher yishu tula Yehudim, heima v'seneim, that what Klal Yisrael, what the seneim wanted to do to Klal Yisrael, ended up being done to them. And at that moment, able to flip everything on its head, be able to magal that the Baruch Hashem is right there. He was in Golas with us the whole time. He was with Esther Malchus, but Tilbush Esther Malchus is what Klal Yisrael says. She had the Ruach HaKadosh and the Shechina dwelling in her, even when she was in the Beis HaChashverosh. It's at that moment the able to be Lagala, the highest level of that level, which is called Maimer Sasim. And that's what we're going to say. That's why Purim is really greater than any other Yontif that we have, because Purim is the Giloy of the Maimer Sasim. Purim is the Giloy of that world, that level, which is Bereshis Nami Maimeru, and that's what takes place in Purim. So we're up to where, I think it says, Vizebechinas, what do you say? Vizebechinas Taik of Nesh Al Purim? Ki Haman Rasha Chashav? That's what it is, right? Middle of Ice Base. Ki Haman Rasha Chashav, Shal Yachal Yisrael Leinatz Lama Yadei Chas V'Shalem, Machmash Es Gabra Alein, B'Taykev Klippa Zu Ashniya. Haman fought us with the second Klippa. Av L'Hashem Yisbarach Hamala Yisrael, V'Hikdim R'Fu L'Maka, Gahaya Ba'is Adar, Mardchai Yehudi, V'Aitzim Taykev Mailas Mardchai, Muvi B'Ksavim, the level of Mardchai Tzadik, and the Taykev of the Mail of Mardchai Tzadik is born in Kisferi, Shaya Ar God of Anayra Ma'oid, who is a very, very big light. V'Ubechinis Ahava Shabadas, Ki Mardchai B'Gamatria, V'Rav Chesed, Arizal is Megalan, and Rachman talks about this in Torah Samach, like he says, that Mordechai Atzadik is the level of Rav Chesed, which I think we mentioned this before, that there's a level of Chesed, and that's the Chesed where the Rabbanu Shalom reveals himself. That's the world in which a person is able to see what we call the Nine Mamarim, which is called the Havash HaBiyamim, that world in which a person is able to see, and the Rabbanu Shalom is revealed as Chesed. And then there's a level of Rav Chesed, tremendous, an abundance of Chesed. It's that level where it's not just regular Chesed, it's the Rav Chesed, which is the Havash HaBedas, which is that level of Maimer Sasim, Bereshis Nami Maimer Hu. It's that highest level of the Bereshis Nami Maimer. That Maimer Sasim is the level called Rav Chesed, not regular Chesed. Regular Chesed is Ahava Shebiyamin. That's where there's revealed Chesed, but Ahava Shebedas, that level which is not, can't be expressed normally, that level where there's no Vayomer, that's the level of called Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed is a Bechinis Ahava Shebedas. That's the level of Ahava Shebedas. Ki Ahava Shebiyamin will Bechinis Chesed. That's the level of Chesed. You Yomer the Azlam Kula Yomer. Like the Zohar Kaddish says, it's Yomer the Azlam Kula Yomer, that the world of Chesed, which is the first day of creation, Yomer Rishon is Chesed. It goes with all the other days. That's the revelation of creation where the Rabbanu Shem is Chesed. The Olam Chesed Yabana, Mershem created the world with Chesed, and that's where you're able to see that it's Tzadik V'Toyv, like you're able to see that world of Chesed. But Rav Chesed, Zebechinis Ava Shabbadash, Ulam Mailam Chesed Stam. It's much higher than the level of regular Chesed, Ubechinis Rav Chesed. Zebechinis Mordechai Kanal, Umachma Shahayim and Bechinis Zu, Alkan Hailo Kayach Lashama, Filo Klippa Saman Amalek. Even the Klippa of Haman Amalek, the worst Klippa, the lowest, darkest Klippa of Sharon Nun of Tuma, Mordechai Atzadik, who's Rav Chesed, is able to be Magala and able to break that Klippa of Haman. Dainu Klippa Shni Anal, Sheba Shum Toiv. In that world where there's no good anymore, Mordechai Tzadik, Rav Chesed comes along and is Magal the Toiv, even in the place where there's no Toiv. The Nitzitz of Elokos, even in the place where there is no Nitzitz. Ke Yedeo Masik, Shigam Hei Makablam Chies Memeni Yizbarach. The Mechinez Maimer Sasim, Mechinez Ava Shabadas Kanal. Ki Mordechai Nechaz Misham, that's where Mordechai comes from. The Sherish of Mordechai Tzadik's Neshama comes from that world, which is called Sharnon of Kedusha, which is Ahava Shabadas, which is that level of the Maimer Sasim, and is that place where there's always Toiv, that regardless of what's going on, regardless of how much is falling apart, there's still a Nitzitz of Elokos, is still a place of Taif. Alkin Hailoy Asagazu. So Mordechai Tzadik, who's Rav Chesed, has the Hasag of Ahava Shabadas, and Mordechai Tzadik is able to fight the Klippa of Amalek. Ukishazaych and Hasag Zeus, Shigamhe Makablam Chias Mamene Yizbarach, Mechinez Maimer Sasim, Azahim Nechnoven is about the Batachlas Abito. Ki Loy Hailam Chias, Rak Me Astor of Alamo. Right, we mentioned before that the only way that that Shar Nun has its chias is only because it's hiding over there. Only because it's a Maimer Sasim. But as soon as you're able to reveal the Rabban Hashem in that place of the Klipa, now the Klipa now falls apart. Right? It's Mechina, like we mentioned before, that Ki Nevecha Hashem, Ki Nevecha Yavedu. As soon as you realize that Oyavecha, that your Oyavim, that your enemies are the Rabban Hashem also, as soon as you're able to find the Rabban Hashem in your worst enemies and the worst, darkest places, Ki Nevecha Havaya, and able to recognize that in the places of your enemies is the Rabban Hashem, and Ki Nevecha Yavedu, that all of your enemies disappear and dissipate, then it's Kula Ka'ashen Tichla, everything dissipates like smoke, because they don't really have any chias. The only chias they're able to get is from that place of Maimer Sasim. There's no Taiv over there, right? In the other 70 nations where there's Taiv and Ra, so they have some sort of reality. They have a reality to be able to exist as that nitzitz of Taiv that's there. But in the world of Maimer Sasim, the world of the second Klipa, of Avodah Zarah, Mekayimus HaMatanafos, in the lowest places, they don't have any chias at all. The only way they're able to survive is because they're connected to Maimer Sasim. So as soon as you reveal the Maimer Sasim, everything falls apart, the balloon busts, and everything falls, the curtain falls, and now Amalek just dissipates. Achrisei Ade Oyved, the only nation that it says about him is going to get totally, totally obliterated.
Where can't you do that?
Where can't you do that?
Yeah, he says in Maimer Sasim you can do that.
That's the only place that you're able to reveal the depth of that level of Ahava and Chesed can only be revealed in the darkest depth, in that place of the Shal Tachtas, the ultimate where everything's falling apart. That's where you're able to reveal the highest level of Chesed. But when you reveal that, then that lower level, there's two klipas,
so
he said.
The lowest, then you can't do that?
You can't reveal that highest light. The highest light can only be revealed in that darkest place. Because everywhere else, the light is going to be parallel to how dark it is. You only need, right? Rachman says, you only need a light which is going to be parallel to how dark the situation is. So if you're living in the first level of darkness, which is the level that every yid lives on, every moment of his life, that we live in that world of klipas noiga, in that world of great area, in the world of, you know, there's good and there's bad, Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, ever since Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, we live in that world. That it's not Eitz Hadas Ra, but it's Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. It's a mixture. There's good and there's evil. There's, you know, there's things that are better and things that are worse. There's things that are, you know, times in our life where things are going the way they should and times where things are falling apart. But there's Tov always over there. Even in the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, there's still Tov. And then you can fall to the place where it's not just Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, it's Eitz Hadas Ra. There's just Ra, it's just evil. There's no good over there. And the darkness is so dark and so deep and so devoid of any good, that the only way that it's able to exist is when the light that's there is so high and so elevated that it's able to give a chias even to such a place that's so dark. Because if the light is not so strong and it tried to give light to that place which is darkness, it would get swallowed up in the darkness. So the only light that can shine in the darkest places is the highest light. The only Kedusha that can shine in the most tummy places is only the highest level of Kedusha. So it's when you fall to that place, B'diyavid, which is what Klal Yisrael fell to, when Klal Yisrael bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar's Tzelem, and they ate from the Suda of Haman HaRasha, of Achashverosh, at that moment they fell to the lowest places. At that moment, Mordechai Tzadik comes along, and Mordechai Tzadik says, Rav Chesed. Mordechai Tzadik says, Ein Shem Yish. He says, you've fallen to the worst places. And Haman now is wiping you out, and like the Talmidim told the B'Shem Ba'echai, they deserve to get wiped out. If you bow down to Avodah Zarah, you get wiped out. That's what the Rebbe told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael makes the Chet HaEgel. They get wiped out. That's what happens. It's the reality of the world we live in. The Rebbe said, "Anoichei v'alekachal liyelach al hemacherim." You make an avodah zarah, you get wiped out. That's the reality. And they're right. Haman's right. Klal Yisrael is yishenim in a mitzvah. Klal Yisrael is sleeping. Klal Yisrael deserves to get wiped out. That's why Chazal say, "The less yada the less yada lishna bisha kahaman." There's nobody he knew as bad of a lashon hara to say as Haman and Rasha. The Haman and Rasha said, "Yishenim in a mitzvah, Klal Yisrael sleeping." What was so bad about Haman said? Because Haman said that Klal Yisrael fell to the place that they have no hope anymore. And he was right in a certain way. Haman was 100% right. And Haman was right in being able to say that Klal Yisrael deserves to get wiped out, and they should get wiped out. And same thing happened when Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, that we deserve to get wiped out. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Mordechai Tzadik, is a bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, is able to be Magal that you're right. Klal Yisrael deserves to get wiped out, but that's only in the world of Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. It's only in the world of the first people. It's only in the world of the regular reality that we live in. But once you can reveal the Maimer Sasim, once you could reveal that world of Im Ayin Mechenin HaMesifrecha, that level of Ayin, that level of the highest level of Bittul, and able to be Magal the Rabban Hashem, even in the place of Chet HaEgel, even in the worst and darkest and lowest places, and then in that moment everything turns on its head, and the Rabban Hashem is right there, the Rabban Hashem is orchestrating the whole story. Esther Amaka was where she needed to be, Mordechai Tzadik was where he needed to be, Klal Yisrael, Haman, everyone's exactly where they needed to be at the right moment. Chazal said that the reason why Esther Amalka invited Haman to the Suda is because she knew that Ahasuerus can change his mind in a second, and she wanted him to be right there at the moment. That when she says, Ezehu, he says, that guy, he's the guy. He's the Tsar of the Oyef. He's the one that's come to destroy Klal Yisrael. He gets hung right away. The gallows happened to have already been built the night before. Everything's exactly where it needs to be. Hashem's orchestrating everything, and in 1 second, he's able to reveal that the Manashem's right there. That we looked like the Rabban Hashem wasn't in Megillas Esther, where Hashem's name is not mentioned, and it looks like it's just a regular story. It's just a regular storybook. Hashem's name is not mentioned. Over there, you're able to Megal. It's the deepest level of that of the revelation of the Rabban Hashem is in the place of Megillas Esther. Is in the place where Hashem's name is not mentioned. It's the highest light. That's why the Megillas Esther is in a way much higher than the other Sfarim, even though it doesn't have Hashem's name. But in a way, it's Kodesh HaKadoshim. At Shir HaShirim is the other one of the Sifrei Tanakh that also doesn't have Hashem's name mentioned in it once. There's only two Sfarim, Megillas Esther and Shir HaShirim. Because I'll say Shir HaShirim, they wanted to destroy Shir HaShirim. They held that it was inappropriate to talk that way in the way of Shir HaShirim. But they're Megal that Shir HaShirim is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shir HaShirim is the highest level. Which means Shir HaShirim is a level, and Megillas Esther also is a level where Hashem's name is not mentioned. On the one hand, it looks like a mundane, a book, a love story. It looks like a story about Esther and Mordechai, and also a nice story, a history story, or Shir HaShirim, which is just a nice story about a husband and a wife. But you can reveal the Maamar Sasim. You could reveal that in the place of Shir HaShirim, in the place of Megillas Esther, is the highest level of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is that level of a Havash HaBadash, not a Havash HaYamim. Because Havash HaYamim is the rest of the base of Mikdash. But the level of Kodesh HaKadoshim is in Megillas Esther, is in Shir HaShirim, is in that place of Shal Tachtis, in the place of Bavel. That's where we're able to reveal the greatest light. Like we said before, Machshakam HaShivani Zui Talmud Bavli. The Gemara is able to reveal only in Golas Bavel, not in Geula. We don't pass like Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi is that level of a Havash HaYamim. Talmud Bavli is a level of a Havash HaBadas. The ability to reveal, to be Megala the Rabban Hashem in Golas Bavel, in the darkest places, but Machshakam HaShivani, which means in the places of darkness, the Rabban Hashem is with me, to reveal the Rabban Hashem there, that's Zu Talmud Bavli. That's the level of being able to reveal the Rabban Hashem in the bilbul, in the confusion, in the darkness, that's the level of Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what took place. Again, this is the depth of the story of Purim, is that when everything's falling apart, and everything deserves to fall apart, not just that it happens to be falling apart, everything deserves to fall apart, because Klal Yisrael fell to the place where they bowed down, where they did the worst aver that they could have done. They made the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu, Mordechai HaTzadik, every tzadik in every generation is able to be Megala, Ein Shem Yish Ba'ilam Klal. As long as you're still here, as long as you're still in this reality, then Ein Shem Yish, and you're able to be Megala, that world of Maamar Sasim, that level of Ahavash HaBadas, that level being able to realize that Bereishis Nami Maimaru, be able to start all over again. Bereishis means you can start all over again. Beis Reishis, you can start all over again. After everything fell apart, there's another. You can start Tchis HaMesim again and again and again and again. That's the side of what takes place on Purim. This is the depth that Mordechai Tzadik revealed to that generation, and that's why only Mordechai Tzadik can fight Haman. Only he can fight Amalek. Only Moshe Rabbeinu is one that's able to fight the Chet HaEgel and be able to save him. Ayin Mechenin HaMesifrecha. That level that Moshe Rabbeinu is able to get to. That's why that's the depth of the Milo of Purim. The Isha Shabashum Yamtif, Afila Bashabas Loy Nimsa Taika for Urun of Flaw, come by Purim. Now Rizal's Magala that there's no Yamtif throughout the year and no Shabbos and no day throughout the year that a person is able to get the light they're able to receive on Purim. Kiba Emas Afli, Hashem is Barakim on and Hapak Mapakalapach Mamash. Hashem made it from one extreme to the other extreme. He didn't want to fight us in a regular way that the other 70 nations. The way of Amalek fights us is in the way with the worst darkness. He fights us by destroying us, by obliterating us, or wanting to obliterate us with the second klipah. Not just that we got out of where we needed to get out to. We got all the way out. That Mordechai Tzadik went from being all the way in the bottom to being all the way in the top. Klal Yisrael went from being about to get wiped out to being the nation that's now the queen's nation. Now they're all the way at the top. Now Ahasuerus' beloved queen, they're his nation. Now from Ahasuerus and Esther, it's going to come Dariavish, who's going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The worst Chayshach ends up being able to reveal the greatest level of light. The chiyus is only from that place of Astara. And therefore the Yimei Purim is lo yavru. It's never going to be wiped out. All yamim tevim are going to be batal. Chazal say chutz me Purim, except from Purim. Purim is going to remain even when Mashiach comes. Ki Purim hu bechinas his galas or havash shabadash his galas asad lavi. Purim is the world of la asad lavi. Purim is the world of what we said before in the Torah of Arayis Datik Estima. That's the revelation of the deepest Torah. That Torah of Ahava Shabadas, that Torah of Bereishis Nami Maimaru, that's what's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. Torah Chadash Mi'iti Teitzu, which means it's going to be a new level of Torah that's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. It's that level of Maimar Sasamu. It's when you're able to reveal the highest level of Ahava is going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. We got a taste of that by the story of Purim. So every other Yontif was, okay, there was a challenge. We got out of the challenge, but it was the first klipa. Only by Purim, where it was the second klipa, that klipa when Klais was bowing down to Avodah Zarah, we're falling to the worst and the lowest places, and we're able to get to that level of an hapachu to reveal the Rabbanu Shem there, so that's Mashiach. It's not going to stop when Mashiach comes. Mashiach is going to be Yom Shekula Purim. It's going to be the day which is all Purim. It's going to be the day of the revelation of Ahava Shabadas, that highest level, and you're able to see that everything is a gila of that, or of the Ahava Shabadas. That level of Bereishis Nami Maimurhu, the Maimur Sasim, is going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. It's the Raisa Datik Estima, the highest level, the most hidden, deepest Torah, is going to be revealed. That level of Ahava, that level of Ar, is going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. And Mamela, Mashiach, this is like the Hakdama, the Hachana for Mashiach, is the day of Purim. Purim is the Mashiach Tikka day, when he is able to get to that level of the Or of Ahava Shabadas. Even when Mashiach comes, Purim is not going to stop. All the other Yamim Tovim are Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim Hayu, Sheyatz Mitachas Yidei Parei. What is Yitzias Mitzrayim? We got out of Parei. But Parei is the Reish of all the Klippas, Aval Afal Pikenu, Bechinis Klippas, who Etzel Esgalos, Hayamim Vamidus. Parei is not the level of the klipa, which is the klipa of Amalek. Amalek is called Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is a worse klipa than Parei. Why? Because Parei Oisis Ha'irath. Parei is the level of the neck. V'shama makam shemeschan amoichen leireid ulespasha b'chinas the yamim v'amidas. Zokter Nassin, that place, and it's based on that Rizal, that place of the neck is where it goes from the moichen, from the intellect, and it's going down to the place of the midas. The body itself represents the seven midas. The right hand is chesed, the left hand is gvura, the torso is tferes. Right leg is Netzach, Hoyd, and then the Makam of the Mila is Yesod. The mouth is Malchus, but that's the Makam. The body is the place of the Midos, is the place of the emotions. The Oireth, the neck, is that place where it's going from the Meichin down to the place of the Midos. That's why the Kesher of Tefillin is that which connects the Meichin and the Midos. It's that place which connects the top half and the bottom half. That's the Oireth. Parai is that level where it's not a Ahava Shabadas. Ahava Shabadas is Reishis Goyim Amalek, is a level of Amalek. Parai is the level of Oireth, which is the level of the neck, which is that first klipa, the klipa which is bad, but it's not as bad as Amalek. It's not a chrisei adi oivet, it's not that terrible. It's already going down to the place of midas. That's where Parai is. Parai was terrible. Because he tried to wipe us out at the beginning of when we became a nation. It's close to Amalek, but it's also the beginning of Yamim and Midas. Avol Haman Amalek, who Sherish Arava Klipa, Bechinis Rashis Gaim Amalek. That's the level of the Rashis. Ku Yenik Mea Sitra Valoma Hadas Vamaychen, Bechinis Maimar Sasim. It comes from that place of the Rashis Gaim, higher than the Midas, which is that level of Ahava Shabadas. He's the opposite of Ahava Shabadas. He's that level of the second level of Klipa. Ku Yenik Mea Sitra Valoma Das Vamaychen, Bechinis Maimar Sasim. Asher Ir Shlachni Lavatli, Kim Kishazaych Ma'ar Ahava Shabadas, Shulamaylam Yam Vamidas. The only way to wipe him out is through Ahava Shabadas. If he is the world of Ras Shabadas, or Evil Shabadas, that world of Rashis Gaim Amalek, the only way to wipe out Amalek is through the level of Maimar Sasim, through the level of Ahava Shabayamim, Ahava Shabadas, which is that level of Bereishis. Alkin Kol Yomim Toivim. Shemachin is Yemei Atoiv. All the other Yomim Toivim, which are Yemei Atoiv. Yemei Atoiv means their days, their Yomim, their Ahava Shabayamim of Toiv. The Hainu Shabbat Isin a Yamim Asa Shem is Baruch Imanu Nisim Mitzias Mitzrayim Dichnei Yemei Arav is Gabri Yemei Atoiv the Yemei Hatoiv are good. Hashem revealed this Chesed in a way that was revealed in a place that there was a challenge. Hashem revealed this Chesed. Valken Ana Oisim Yomtiv. So we make a Yomtiv. Yom Toiv means that it's that level of Ahava Shebi Yamim. Alken the Asin Shaziz Gala Ahava Shabadas. Once Ahava Shabadas, once Bereishis becomes revealed, once that level of Kodesh HaKadoshim becomes revealed, so then everything underneath that automatically doesn't hold the light to it anymore. Once the light, right, like Chazal, the Gemara Pesachim says, Shraga B'tihira Mayahani, which means you don't need a candle when the light of the sun is shining. When the light of Ahava Shabadas begins to shine, then all the other Yom HaTovim don't hold the candle to the light of the sun. They're nothing. They're insignificant. Not that they become bottle because we don't longer keep them anymore. They're not significant anymore. They're just a revelation of Ahava Shabayamim. Hashem loved us, but it's not that level of love that we're able to get to Ahava Shabadas. It's not the level of the sun. The level of Purim and the level of Mashiach is that level of the sun. It's the highest level. That level of Ahava Shabadas. So Memela Purim remains when Mashiach comes. but all the other Yamim Tovim, they don't have any light. They're considered to be insignificant compared to the light of Mashiach. The Mela Shaziz Gala Havashabadas, Shula Mailame Yamim, Alkin Aziz Batu Yamim Tovim. So there's no Yamim Tovim. Ki Arshi is Gala Asin, Hulamalama Yamim. Yamim Tovim means it's a day, but a day means that it's a midah. A day means that it's a keli, there's a vessel in which it's able to be revealed. Every one of the Yamim Tovim represents a different one of the midahs, a different one of the spheres. It's something which can be revealed. It's a light which is able to be revealed within a vessel. But the level of Purim, the level of Mashiach, is a light that's beyond a vessel. It's a light of a Havashabadas, not a Havashabiyamim. Not something that could be contained. It's the love which is so deep and so all encompassing that it can't even be expressed. There's no way to express it. It's not by Yomer. It's Bereishis Nami Maimer. It's a Maimer Sasim. It's that Maimer which is not able to be spoken out. Avol Purim Shubachinis Ahava Shabadas. Gazuchne Klipa Saman Amalek. Shinikasim Misham Vachinis Asara. He Alkin Loyiz Batli Mea Purim Gabla Asid. Purim is going to remain even when Mashiach comes. Because Oz Yisku Gamkin La Arazu. I know Ara Hava Shabadas. Who Gamkin Ara Shal Purim. So all Mashiach is a Gantz Yom Purim. All Mashiach is the revelation of Purim at every single moment. That you're able to see that every moment's Purim day. You're able to live at that level of a Hava Shabbadas, that's what Mashiach is going to look like. Mashiach is going to look like Purim a whole year. Just where we're able to get that level of a Hava Shabbadas, that's the level that we're going to get to in Purim. A Hava Shabbayamim is a regular Yantav. A Hava Shabbadas is the level of Purim. Purim is Mashiach. Ba'al Kain, Yimei Purim Layavru, Yimei Purim never stops. Even Mashiach comes, all we're just going to have is a longer Purim, more extended Purim, a Purim which is going to be revealed within the world of a Hava Shabbayamim, is going to be revealed out the world of a Hava Shabbadas. Let's just say one more ice. That's why you have to send Mashalach Manas on Purim. What does Mashalach Manas mean? That I want to be friends with everybody. Mashalach Manas Ishtari Eyu, Matanaslav Yoni means that I want to interact with everybody. That I want to send presents, not just to the people that don't have money and the people that need it in order to be able to make a suda. I want to be friends with everybody. I want to have the ultimate level of a hava. Why? Kisham bechinis hava shabadasu kula echad. In the world of a hava shabiyamim, I can only love the person that I'm able to express my love to, that it makes sense for me to love. This is a guy that gets along with me. This is a guy that fits within my camp. This is somebody that speaks the same language as me. This is somebody that I get along with. This is somebody that we have shared values. So this is the person that I can have a hava to. Hava shabiyamim. It's a love that could be revealed and could be expressed to the person that I want to express it to. But the person that I'm an enemy with, I have nothing to do with. And there's no way for me to be able to express any love to him, because the love and the way and the level of expression is non-existent to that person. Because that person, he doesn't experience any love that I have, because the love of expression is non-existent to the person that I hate. But the level of Purim is the level of the ultimate achdus. V'sham kol yisrael b'chinas achdus gamer. V'einshem gvul pirud ben echad l'chaver achas v'shalom. My worst enemy I could send Mashalach Manas to, because we're all one on Purim. And in the world of a Hava Shabbayamim, in a regular day of the year, he's my biggest enemy. And in Purim, I'm able to reveal a Hava Shabbadas. And in that world of a Hava Shabbadas, he's my best friend. It doesn't make any sense, and you can't express why you like the guy. And on the contrary, you could give 10, 15, 20 reasons why you hate the guy, why the guy's the worst person that ever walked the planet, planet Earth, and he messed you over in business, and he ruined you in so many ways. But on Purim, it's a Hava Shabbadas. On Purim, it's the level above a Hava Shabbayamim. So even to the person that I can't express, and it doesn't make sense to even be able to express my Ahava, I'm able to get to the level of the Hava Shabbadas. The same way after Klai Yisrael does the Chet HaEgel, Hashem should hate us, so to speak, Kavayachal, because we did the Chet HaEgel. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Mordechai Tzadik, is able to be Megala Rav Chesed. And even though it doesn't make any sense, Hashem says, I love you. I have to ask him, Amar Hashem, Benkach o Benkach Baneheim. So you're able to get to that level with every single Yid. And the Yid that's your worst enemy, you can get Shikar and Purim and give him the biggest hug, because in the world of a Hava Shabbadas, it makes sense. And on a regular day of the year, it doesn't make any sense. And you can hate the guy. And he's the enemy. But on the day of Purim, on the day of a Hava Shabbadas, your worst enemy is also your best friend. Your worst enemy can become the person that I can't express it, but I can be able to get to the closest, deepest relationship, because it's a Hava Shabbadas, it's above expression. It's above that world where I need to be able to explain it, where it needs to be able to make sense, is that world where it's Kula Echad. Everything's one. Everybody's one. Everybody's mission with each other. Everybody's sending gifts to each other. Kikula Echadu. We're all one. It's all one big family. It's all one. There's no gvulim. There's no limitations. Matanislav Yoinim Zebchinis is Galus Alakos. Kikor is Galus Alakos. Bechinis is Galus Machusai. Videi Tzedaka. Libet Tzedek Echsa Panecha Kamovi. Valken Bepurim Shazes Galo Aragonas Vasasum. Alken Anam Galam Alakusi is Baruch Videi Tzedaka. Kizay Ikra Lahamshach is Galus. The Galus is Starish Alakusi. The Kala Oilam. What happens to the person that's poor? He has a lack of revelation of the chesed of Hashem in his life. He's poor, he's homeless. He doesn't have a house, he doesn't have food, he doesn't have any money, he doesn't have anything. So he's the person who's lacking the Rabbanim revealing himself in his life. In the world of the nine mamarim, he has nothing. But on Purim, you're able to be Megala, you're able to give him tzedakah and be Megala Ahava Shabbadas. He has nothing. That just means that in the world of Ahava Shabbayalim, he has nothing. But in the world of Ahava Shabbadas, he has every guy is begging to give him money because he's the Evian, he's the Spitz Evian. Everyone's giving him Atanas Avianim, everyone's giving him Shalach Manas, everyone's giving him everything. Because in the world of Ahava Shabbadas, he has everything. In the world of Ahava Shabbayalim, in the regular day of the year, he's homeless, he's poor, he's the Evian, he has nothing. In the world of Ahava Shabbadas, he has everything that he needs. He's the Ikr, the Hamashach Ezgal, Sakos, the Gas, the Sars, the Kusa, the Kala Elam. Laman das kolam ya aris ki Hashem olekim. Ba'alkin kishazoichem b'purim. Ba'ara hava shabadash. Ba'ara gunas. Anu tzrichem la'galas ha'staris zu. Ba'ikris galas ha'skalusa ali de tzedakah. All of that's through that concept of being magala tzedakah. So we'll continue next week where he goes into chayv and nishal v'sumei b'paraya. The Indian of getting drunk, which is obviously this Indian of adal yoda. They get the level of Ahava Shabbadas, its highest level, where nothing makes sense. Hashem loves us regardless. We love people regardless. Get to that level where Hashem is in the greatest darkness. They get to that level where the light is so big and so beyond the world of expression that could be expressed everywhere because it's beyond the place that it needs a keli, it needs a vessel to be able to be expressed. We'll get to the level of Yom Shikula Purim, that level of Yom Shikula Shabbos, but higher than that, that level of Ahava Shabbadas, which can be revealed in Mashiach comes. Okay, we'll do Mashiach next week and try to finish it.